Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral Daf Yud in the Oizu Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says that Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan comes to argue what we said before. Before we learned that when you have a young tree that you graft onto an old tree, so from here on it doesn't have a din orla anymore. But Rabbi Yosi said, the name Rabbi Yochanan, Shoyoshim Ein Be'em Mamish. The new roots that connects the young tree to the old tree does not affect the young tree. And the young tree is still Asur and Arla. Omab Zehiru Rabbi Yosi, Befirush Shemasano Mi Rabbi Yochanan Omen Shitase. How did you know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you take a young tree and graft it into an old tree, it doesn't lose the Shem Arla? Did he say that clearly? Or because he spoke about something else and you learned it from there? The more explains. With that few demud alef, Toma Rabbi Yochanan Metanikin. Rabbi Yochanan said the following. We found a brisa this way: Higdish ve'achakach noto potur min orlo. Someone made a plant hegdish and then he planted it into the ground. That's clearly potur min orlo because hegdish doesn't have orlo. But what happens if nota ve'achakach hegdish? He first planted the tree, and only afterwards he made it hegdish. Chayav b'orlo. So it's chayav b'orlo. Why? Ve'atun savri meimah hegdish potur v'skeina potur. Meaning you understand Rabbi Yochanan to say, once it's Chayav and Arlo, now that it connects, now that it adds an addition, which is Potter and Arlo, doesn't make it Potter. So when you planted the tree, that's Chayav and Arlo. Now you made it Hegdish, it's already Chayav and Arlo, too late. Same thing by a tree, by a young tree, that you graft an old tree. Once the young tree has Chayav Arlo, connecting it to the old tree will not take away the Arlo. Says it more of a Lord Dami, it's not the same thing. Hegdish ro'u livdoi soyu lichayv. Hegdish, you can redeem it, and then it'll be Chayav and Arlo. While it's Hegdish, it's not Chayav and Arlo, but it does have the potential to be Chayav and Arlo. Because you could change its status and be Chayav and Arlo, that's why there's a Chayav Arlo, even if it's not yet Padui. The fact that it started as Arlo, you made it to Hegdish, you won't take it away. But an old tree will never go back to become Arlo. So meaning it's completely disqualified from the Dini Arla. So that's why when you graft a young tree and an old tree, it won't be Chayav and Arla. So the Gemara says, you want to learn that that's the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. There's no Raya from the fact that he spoke about Hegdish. You can't learn from there regarding regular grafting of a young tree to an old tree. Because the Gemara says, Ravo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Etroig Shechonat B'Shnas Arla. If you have a Esroig who got fully grown, the fruit grew in the year of Arlo, meaning it's still the third year, and now it's Chayav, this fruit is an Arlo fruit. We're going to use the year of the Gir of Rav Chaim based on the Vilna Gaon, that you skip the next three words, V'sipkoi l'chaveyor. Then he went and connected this Estrig tree to another tree, which is not Chayav and Arlo. Afilu moisiv kamu osur. Even if this fruit that was already Arlo, it's going to grow more, it's still going to be Yisur and Arlo. Shein giduli Yisur, ma'ali mesei Yisur. Because this fruit of Esrog is already Arlo. It grows more, so this new growth is not going to help because it's growing from something Yisur. So the main fruit is Yisur. The fruit grows more, it's still Yisur. Says the Gemara Mashma, Hayoldo shesipko tohoyro tayaldo. Mashri, if you connect a young tree to an old tree, if you graft it, it will be tor. Why? Because the only reason that we said over here it's also is because the fruit itself became arlo. Right? To clarify what we're talking about. When I take a young tree that is chayav and arlo, and I connect it to an old tree, if you hold that the young tree is not arlo anymore, it won't be arlo anymore for the new fruits that will grow from here on. Any new fruits will come out of the tree, even though it's not year number three since the young tree connected, because it's grafted in an old tree, it's potter min arlo. But the original fruits that grew before you grafted it, that's arlo already. There's nothing to do about that. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that the fruit that grew, that was already arlo, if it grew more, it will still be arlo. Mashu, that's only the old fruit that grew before the grafting. But once you grafted, anything going now from here on, any new fruits that will grow from here on, will be potter min arlo. In Tamer, Loi Tarwa, if you want to tell me that the young tree, the grafted old tree, does not become Torah from Arlo, I feel a Musiv Kamo Asr. So whatever grows from year on, it's still Arlo's. Of course it's Arlo's. What's the Chiddush? I tell you, a fruit that grew in the year of Arlo and you connect it to another tree, whatever grows from the fruit is still Asur. Of course it will be still Asur, because this tree is still Arlo. So you see from here, this man, the Omer, holds it up here, Chanon, that the tree itself, once you graft it, it's not Arlo anymore. And therefore, only the fruit that grew while still Arlo, that fruit stays Arlo. But any new fruits that grow from year on is not Arlo. Continues the Gemara with the base and says, Rav Ze'eiru b'shem Rabbanim, Esroid shechadag b'shnas Arlo, v'yotzo b'shnas Heter. Meaning in this case, the Esroid grew in the year of Arlo, it continued growing the year later, the next year, when it's not Arlo anymore. And again, going back to the Gears of Rav Chaim, now we skip the next two words that we addressed in the previous case. We're just not talking about connecting to a new tree. Afilu moisiv kama osur. Doesn't matter how much it grows, it's still osur. The fruit start Arlo. Then the fruit is growing more and more in the year after Arlo. It's still osur. Now the Gemara understands why, even though what's growing now in the fourth year is not Arlo, but it's the source, the main fruit is osur. So whatever grows is still osur, similar to the previous case when I connected the tree to a new tree. But here the Gemara adds another sentence. Says the Gemara, loikim olov b'kazayis. Anyone who will eat this will be chaya for every kazayis he hits it in Malkus. Says the Gemara, Omer Maishul Avzeiro. Says Omer Maishul Avzeiro, tartin milin atuam. You're saying two things, two sentences. Finun palgin chad al chad. It seems to contradict each other. Hokhatun amin shein gidul yisur malim is yisur. The beginning you tell me that whatever grows from a fig, which is also the new growth, is still Asur because it's growing from Isur. Mashra, the Meikar Adin, the growth is really not Asur. It's not Arlo. But because it's connected to the source of Arlo, so therefore it's Asur as well. Just because of that connection. But then you're saying that if you eat a Kazayis, you're Chayav Malkus. You should not be Chayav for Kazayis. You should be Chayav only on Pi Cheshbon. Meaning, what's the pshat in the question? If you hold that when you have a fruit growing in the year of Arlo, and then when it continues growing, it's really not Arlo anymore. But because it's connected to Arlo, so therefore it's Asur, so it's not Asur be'etzem, it's not an Isur. It's just Heter, which is connected to Isur. So therefore, even though it's Asur to eat this fruit or any part of the fruit, but Malkus you should not get on the entire fruit, because parts of the fruit is not Arlo. Meaning, even though it's usur to eat this fruit, but it's not a full Arlo because the new growth is not Arlo anymore, just connected to Isur. So you should be, the Malkus should be based on Cheshbon. Let's say it grew another 10%, so he needs to eat a Kazayit plus 10% in order to be Chayav Malkus. The fact that you say that you have Malkus for every Kazayit, Mashra, the new growth is also Arlo. Not like the first sentence is Mashra, the new growth is not Arlo only because it's connected to Isur. So says the Gemara, Omer Avyo, you know, this is exactly the difference. Meaning, this second case that we brought is not similar to the first case. And Mashma a little bit, he's coming to argue in Ozeir, because Ozeir says the same lashon like the first case. In the first case that we had in Amud Aleph, he took a young tree connected to an old tree. He took one tree connected to another. So he's saying, even though what's growing right now is not Arlo, because it's connected to Arlo, it's Hasur. But in the second case, you know why it's Asur? Not because it's connected to Arlo. Because in itself is Arlo. The new fruit that's growing is growing because of what? What is it living on? What is it nurturing from? It's nurturing from the main part of the fruit. The main part of the fruit is Arlo. Now the fruit grows on its own and becomes bigger. It's just Arlo growing. It's not a part which is not Arlo. But in the previous case, when you connected the young tree to the old tree, one is nurturing the new growth. What's giving you the sustenance to the new growth is a tree which is not Arlo. So that's why really the new growth should not be Arlo. The only reason it's Arlo is because it's connected to Isur. But in the second case, the new growth is Arlo itself, and therefore you have it in Kazayis. So concludes the Gemara and says, based on Rabbi Yoino, the Gemara is going to say now a big chiddush. Me'ato, esrog shecholek b'shas Arlo, v'yotze b'shnat hester, v'sip kol chaveiroi. You have an esrog that grew in a year of Arlo, continued to grow in the year which is not Arlo. And then you connect it to its friend, to another tree. And the same exact thing happened to this friend. meaning the other tree also was a tree of Orla, which now grew, now it finished the third year, and it connected to the first tree. And both trees are nurturing each other. Each tree is giving life to the other. So then, teharu zedze. Then they both don't have a din Orla going forward. Meaning, based on Rabbi Yoina's explanation, that the only reason I'm saying that when a fruit continues to grow, it's still Orla, it's when it grows on its own. So if I have a fruit on a tree of Orla that went out to another year the next year, so then this fruit is continuing growing considered to be Orla. But if it's connected to the tree next door, so it's not growing on its own. It's growing on a tree which is not Orla anymore. So therefore the new growth is not Orla. Even though it's Osir, you don't get Malkus on Kazais. So if so, if I have two separate trees, and each tree has its own fruit, and each tree with that fruit is Orla, if it continues growing on its own, whatever grows till Orla. But if they come and nurture from each other, each tree gives life to the other. So then each fruit is not growing on its own. Each fruit going forward will not consider to be a full Orla. Nafkimin is that any one of these fruits, one will not be chayav malchus on kazayis, only lefi cheshbin. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Orla Daf Yud.